my heart is filled with songs of praise. You gave me hope, you made a way. Now I long to live in your... Good morning again to you. We bless the name of the Lord who had brought us to series 4 in the Rock audio series. Let us pray. Our dear Father, we are grateful for your mercy. Thank you for the way you are helping us, and thank you for you are establishing us, you are teaching us. Father, we pray again as we continue, you will help us, grant understanding, grant enlightenment by your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You will need to listen to the Rock audio series over and over again. Once you finish the series, we are going to series 23 on the basic foundations that establish you on the solid rock, such that your Christian life can begin to move from one level of growth to the other, so that you will not be experiencing a rising and falling again. So the Rock audio series is what will be with you, and you listen over and over again. We have been able to look at the victory above the flesh, and at the same time, God is helping us. We are now going to look at living above the world. This is very, very strong. I want you to understand that these two issues are very important. Victory above the flesh and living above the world. It's a very strong theme when it comes to Christian living. You know, to the enemy of the Christian, it's not just that. In fact, the devil is not really a serious enemy of the Christian. You know why? The Bible talk about resist the devil and he shall flee. You see, because when Jesus died on the cross, he handled the devil easily. But the enemy of the Christian is the flesh and the world. Those two are strong. In fact, those two will open the door for the devil. Where there is no flesh, the works of the flesh in a Christian, and worldliness is not found in a Christian, I tell you, the devil has no space. If the devil is trying to do anything funny, the Christian can use the authority of the name of Jesus to dispel him, and just like that, he leaves. But you see, it's very, very important. Imagine this. The Bible says, resist the devil, he will flee. But the Bible now tells the Christian, flee from all appearance of evil. Did you see that? The Christian should resist the devil, but should flee from evil. So which one is serious, devil or evil? Which one is greater? Evil, works of the flesh. You see, when you see appearance of evil, Bible says don't resist it. Bible says you flee. But when you see the devil, you resist him. He will flee from you. So that tells you that the works of the flesh and the world system is a very terrible thing to the Christian. They are the creeping things, the easily besetting matters that opens the door for Lucifer. So today we are going to look at living above the world. When a man is free from the works of the flesh and is free from worldliness, I tell you, that man is living the very life that God wants him to live. So who is a Christian? Because when we say living above the world, you see, a Christian was called out of the world. Now you will confirm that in 1 Peter chapter 2 and then verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. That's very, very profound. You see, the scripture speaking, it said, ye are a chosen generation. You see, the first thing you must understand is that when you receive Jesus, you were chosen. You were chosen. You see, and the word chosen means God's choice. God chose. You don't talk about choosing when there is no choice involved. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation. Look at the description the Bible gives to a Christian. Chosen generation, royal priesthood. Is a generation, is in a generation, is a priest, is a nation. All of us collectively, the Bible is saying, we are a generation, we are a priesthood, we are a nation, and we are a peculiar people. Now look at this. We are chosen, we are royal, we are holy, we are peculiar. Now, the Bible didn't say you will be chosen, you will be royal, you will be holy, you will be peculiar. No, he said you are. So when you come to Christ, this is who you are. And until you know who you are, you cannot act acts in that same pattern of who you are. When a man does not understand who he is, he will misbehave and function wrongly. And that's what is happening to several Christians. After they receive Jesus Christ, they don't know who they are. They've not come to the understanding. That's why the world system, the TV, African Magic, Z World, all of those things come to encroach your mindset, to kill the level of understanding that you should have concerning the things of Christ. Look at 1 Peter 2 verse 9. If you understand the scripture, then listen to it. You are a chosen generation. Conclude what the Bible concludes. Accept what the Bible calls you. And say what the Bible says you are. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show for the praises of him who had called you out. Do you see? That's a Christian. Called you out of darkness. Until a Christian understands that he is called out, he will still behave as someone that is mingling with. The Bible says you are called out of darkness. You were not called to mingle with darkness. Where that other friend of mine is a good guy, but you see, he's just a good friend, but he's not born again. It's just a good friend. Each time he comes around, he's watching pornography, romantic films, but he's your friend. Brother, I think you've not understood who a Christian is. You are called out of darkness into, you see, called out of darkness into light. And I love the word of God. Called out of darkness, called into light. Called out of confusion, called into direction. Called out of pollution, called into sanctification. You are coming out of something into something. They didn't call you out to stay out. Did you see that? They didn't call you out to just remain somewhere in the middle of the road. You were called out into. So a Christian is called out of darkness. Brother, darkness is confusion, frustration, pollution. This is what darkness is. Anything that pollutes, anything that gives you restlessness. Darkness is not, don't redefine darkness. Anything outside God is darkness, because the Bible says God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. So everything outside scripture is darkness. Even if it's entertainment, even if it's comedy, whatever it is that does not honor, hallow God, because God is light, that thing is darkness. If it's on your phone, you have darkness on your phone. If it's on your TV or laptop, that's darkness. You are fellowshipping with darkness. You were called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So that's who a Christian is. Now I want you to run to 1 John chapter 5. And verse 19, a very, very profound scripture. Look at how the Bible put, because we are dealing with, if you have received Jesus, then understand you were called. Somebody said, but I'm not feeling it. You don't feel it. It's a faith matter. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. That's faith. You were called out. He has said it. Believe it, and that concludes the matter. Look at 1 John chapter 5. And can we look at verse 19, 20, and 20? And it's amazing. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19 and 20. He said, and we know that we are of God. Did you see that? We are of God. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. So when we say living above the world, you are living above the things in the world. Did you see that? He said, and we know that the Son of God is come and had given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Now understand this. Understand this. The whole world is in wickedness. Look at 1 John chapter 2 and let's see how the Bible put from verse 15 to verse 17. 1 John chapter 2. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Look at the way the Bible put it. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. You see, there are two things there. Don't love the world and don't love the things in the world. It's two things there. There is the world. What's the world? The world is different from the earth. The world is a system of mindset and thinking of the fallen man. When Adam fell in the Garden of Eden, the world was created. Listen, God made heaven and earth. God didn't make the world. The world is a system of the fallen man. Now, people can use the entire world, the whole universe. That's just English. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God now made man on the earth and put him in a garden. He is to be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth. You see that? Not the world. To replenish the earth. But immediately that man fell in the garden, the world was created. And that's why we'll go into that. The world is the system of the fallen man, the system of his thinking, of his perspective, of his view. Now, God law, and then that gives birth to so many things. So, the fallen man, the generation of the fallen man is the world. Do you understand? Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah. When the Bible says in the Revelation that, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, not a new world. There can't be a new world. This world passeth away. Look at it. Love not the world. Now, you say, but God loved the world. As I say, God loved the world that he gave. You see that? They didn't say God loved the world and they went to the next verse. Mm-mm. They said God loved, he so loved the man that has now fallen, that he wants to help him out of his fallen state. That's the meaning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now who? You see, it's about who, not about what. Because it's about who? Persons that are there, the fallen men. Whosoever believes in him will not perish. Will not perish means will not remain in the world, but will come out of the world. Did you see that? So Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead to bring us out of the world. And you will soon see that in scripture. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. The world is a system of man. That's where you find education. That's where you have academics, agriculture, all the things you find there. So, and there are things that are in the world. Now watch this now. There is the world. There is the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, if you love the world, you automatically love the things in the world. Do you understand this now? You have to sort of settle. When a man hates the world, he will not love the things in the world. Do you understand? But when a man loves the world, he will love the things that are in the world. Now, the way you love the world, according to the love of the Father, is that whenever you see the world, you give them their solution. And what's their solution? Jesus. That's the only love you were permitted. But in respect to 1 John 2:15, if you love the world because of the world and the things in the world, look at the Bible. If any man loves the world, if he claims to be born again and he loves the world, he loves the entertainment of the world, he loves the music of the world, he loves the pursuit of the world. Scripture said the love of the Father is not in him. It didn't say the Father didn't love him. Take note, and I want to explain this to you. Praise the name of the Lord. It was God that loved the world, not the Father. Oh, Lord Jesus, don't get that wrong. It is when we became his children that he became our Father. But while he sent his Son, he was not the Father of the world. Listen to this. The Bible is so powerful. It was God responding to the world by giving the world his Son. Whosoever now believes in the Son, he becomes the father of that person. So look at the Bible. Say, love not the world, none of the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of God is not the love of God, the love of the Father. So a child of the Heavenly Father cannot love the world. Yes. If God is your Father, know that the Father hates the things in the world and hates the world. That's it. Because whosoever loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, look at this now. All that is in the world is the lust of the flesh. The Bible summarized everything inside the world. It's built on the lust of the flesh, what my body wants. And that's where you have all sexual sins, immoral, polluting sins, gluttony, and all of that. It's about the desire of your body, of your skin, of your flesh. Then the lust of the eyes, what your eyes can see. And that's why entertainment is selling. There's a multi-billion dollar industry, because the devil knows when you feed the eyes of men, you can pollute their mind. We're talking about victory, living above the world. And one of the things to understand is when you come to Christ, you were called out of the world, the lust of the eyes now. And then the next is the pride of life. That's pride. Pride of what I have and what I am. Pride of certificate. That's why you see a professor. You see the way they deal with students in the university. You will hear them say, I'm going to fail you. That's pride of life. Pride that I'm now a prof. I'm now a doctor. You don't talk to me anyhow. They can fail students. It's a pride of life. They can ask a student that has done a project to start all over again without helping, you know. That's a pride of it. It's all. It has brought wickedness. Pride of religion. Somebody said, my religion is better and superior than yours, so I should kill you. pride of life. You see, look at the Bible, 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father. Take note, they didn't say it's not of God. Listen, now, listen, God is the Father. Hope you understand what we are trying to do here. God is the Father. But they are trying to, by mentioning Father here, they are talking to his children. Anyone who loves the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life is not a child of God. That's what they are saying. It's not a child. That means God is not his Father. But it's of the world. People in other religions are found here. There is no religion that take away the lust of the flesh. It will only redefine lust of the flesh. You know, somebody says, well, since I cannot sleep with girls around, I will marry them more into my house. That's a religion that is dealing with lusts. I can't control this lust, so I have to marry more. Lust of the eyes, whatever my eyes can see, I must get. Clothes, cars, something on the TV. That's why movies sell. Movies take your attention because there's something magnetic about your eyes into your soul. There's something. Now, if you don't have victory over the lust of the flesh, you don't have victory over the world. If you don't have victory over the lust of the eyes, you don't have victory over the world. Now, take note of this. The lust of the flesh gives birth to sin. The lust of the eyes give birth to sin. The pride of life gives birth to sin. But these things in themselves, they are the things in the world. They are the things you must be worldly to be sinful. That's what it means. You must be of the world to be a sinner. And to be of the world is to be in the order of the fallen nature of man. Do you understand? It's not of the Father. Now look at verse 17. And the world passeth away. Now anyone who loves the world will pass away like the world. Will it be extinguished like the world? Will it be lost like the world? He said, and the world passeth away, passes away, and the lust thereof. The word for lust is desire. L-U-S-T is simply desire. So all that is in the world, that desire of the flesh. Some of you, it is, you know, I remember I was in a campus one day and I was behind some guys that were talking and they were talking about different strategies to sleep with girls. I was shocked, university student. How to desire, he said, catch them by their desire. That's what they said. I mean, and all the girls are still going about as if they are special. The boys mock them and discusses them like rats. I was shocked. Sometimes you claim a boyfriend loves you. You are joking. You are joking. When you go away, they have, because when you give your body to a boy without him seeing your parent, you have shown that you have no value. You have no cost. It has cost him nothing to get you. It has not cost him his integrity. It has not cost him his sincerity. It has cost him nothing. It only cost him ability to talk to you and show you care and concern. Emotion took you over. You are on the floor. Listen to me. I hear the Lord said, neither do I. I'm not condemning you, but I'm saying, would you stay there as a cheap fellow? No, everybody that sees you can go into you, young lady. Young man, you are now cheap that now you sell your strength to all kinds of girls. No, you say, no, I don't have a girlfriend. I'm not into immorality. What about the masturbation? What about the TV? Anytime your body tells you something, you go into that masturbation. What about lying? You can lie easily. You can lie under pressure. You can lie to get money. You can lie to your parent to get money. That's the desire of the flesh. I'm hungry now. I need to eat. You can call somebody and lie on what is not. You are in the world. When you come to Christ, you are delivered from the world. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Not that you will be delivered. You are delivered. You see, the problem of people is that when they receive Christ, they think that receiving Christ now, let me now start, you know, working so that I can be delivered. You have missed it. That's why you will struggle for 10 years. Because the understanding you had is that after I've received Jesus Christ now, also now let me now work to deliver. You will never be delivered. You have to come to Christ as one who is delivered. And you must be saying it. Now that I'm in Christ, I'm delivered from the world. Satan hates you to say like that. Because your confession is powerful if it lines up with your believing. Living above the world, the lust of the eye, the pride of life is not of the Father, is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the desires thereof. But he that doeth the will of God is the will of the Father, abideth forever. He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So you see the Bible talking about called out, and that's what he did to Abraham. Abraham is the father of faith. What was the first thing God did to him? He called him out, get out of your father's house, get out of your kindred. He said, God, what God does for every man first is to call him out. God must first call him out before God begins to make him into what he wants to make him into. The first thing God does to you is to call you out of the world. And if you don't, that, what did he do to Israel? When he wanted to establish them as his own people, he called them out of Egypt. You see that? God calls people out before he makes them into the patterns he has created for them. That's why until you ask yourself, I've been called out. Am I demonstrating that? You see, it's not, I've not been called out. Oh, Lord, come and call me out. No. The day you said yes to Jesus, was it genuine? You were called out. You must believe it. That's why it is when you know who you are that you start acting the way you are. That's how I stop watching movies. I don't, because movies pollute my eyes. Wrong movies. They say it's an academic movie, but they will put romance in the middle. You don't know that's how all these Indian movies are, Korean movies are. They will bring out a very strong team, but they will put iniquity in the middle. Satan is wise. He's a serpent. You are called out of the world. Now, it's so amazing to see 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Look at the Bible. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. You see, we have seen the things that are in the world. Anyone who is born of God, born again, overcomes the lust of. Now take note. Whatsoever is born of God, whatsoever is a product of God, overcomes. Not will overcome. Overcomes. As, and I love the word overcometh as present continuous tense. If he's born of God, he continues to overcome the world. Look at this. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. What's our faith? Our faith in the person of Christ. Who is he that overcometh the world? That's 5. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, and I love that. You know, if you believe he is the Son, then you believe God is his Father and God is your Father. And look at it. He that believeth. Believeth is continuous tense. He that continues to believe in the Son. Whosoever now is in the Son of God does not commit sin. For the seed of God is in him. So because of the seed in him, he lives above the world. Hallelujah. I want you to understand as we go back to John chapter 17. John really spoke. You see, we are seeing 1 John, we are seeing John. The book of John chapter 17 and verse 16. The book of John chapter 17 and verse 16. Very profound. Very, very profound. These scriptures I'm reading to you, take note of them. If you are listening to the Oracle audio series, you need to have your note. Look at what Jesus said. Powerful. Jesus said in John 17, 16, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I don't know what I'll be doing with the things of the world. I don't know what I'll be doing with African magic. And I will sit down with polluted things on TV. No, I'm not of the world. People that are acting in Hollywood are of the world. The principles they show, they're of the world. All the comedies they're showing me, they're of the world. I'm not of the world. I must not be found in those things. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. You know, Jesus said, you are in the world, but you are not of the world. You are not a product of the things in the world. Look at it. Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. John 17, 14. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Look at the Bible. Are you seeing your Bible? What makes the world to hate you is the word of God that you obey. So, the criteria to live above the world is to have the word of God dwell in you. Rather than give your eyes to movie, you give your eyes to Bible study. Rather than give your mind to thinking useless things, you think. So, some of the things I'm sharing with you, they are so simple that some people will not align to it. I know somebody said, but it's not easy to follow God. It's not true. Devil taught you that it's not easy, and so it will not be easy for you. You see, one of the things God did for me that delivered me from sin and established me on the solid rock, which is Christ Jesus, is that God started telling me, start thinking about what I said and start behaving like what I said is true. I said, Lord, you know, the understanding is, what do you mean? He said, when I say you are not of the world, believe you are not of the world, say it. I said, but Lord, I still like to watch that movie. God said, don't say what you feel. Say what I say. Believe what I say. Don't confess how you feel. But Lord, I like that movie. They are showing. Your mind is telling you like it. Your spirit is telling you, I'm born again. I have received Christ. You need to use your spirit to educate your mind. That's the cry. That's the way to live above the world. You must allow your spirit to educate your mind and renew it. And the only way to educate your spirit is to feed it with the word of God. And look at John 17, 14. I have given them thy word. John 17, 14. And the world hath hated them because they are not of the world. Even as I am not. If Jesus is not of the world, I am not of the world. Now, you know the meaning of I'm not of the world. I don't respond to the lust of the flesh. My body does not dictate to me what it wants. My eyes does not tell me what it wants to see. That's what it means. That's what it means to live above. And this is what takes you above the world, your faith. Your faith in the word of God. Your faith in Christ. No, Christ will not do this. Christ said he's not of the world. Is it me that should go and sit down with that girl? They are discussing your hostel. Or you are discussing in your office. Wherever they are discussing. And the principles they are discussing, you get out of that place. The principles are wrong. The things they are saying is wrong. You get out of that. You, bro, why are you going? I'm not of the world. No, I'm not of the world. Then they will begin to hate you. That's what the Bible says. You see, if the world does not hate you, you don't have the word inside you. If you have the word inside you, then get ready. The world will hate you. The people of the world will begin to speak against you. Ah, what is it? Is it the only one? They will talk against you in the hostel. They will give you a name like Pastor, Pastor Mrs., Mary, the mother of Jesus. And those are the names we get for having the word of God in us. But whenever there's no light and they are charging there, you went to plug your phone when they are watching One Africa Magic or something, and then you sat with them, and yet you still carry your Bible by 5 p.m. You say you are going to Bible study. Young lady, you are of the world. You love the things in the world. And I've seen that some people are not addicted to pornography or whatever, but some people are addicted to movie. Every Yoruba movie they are ready to watch. They are ready. They have it on their phones in their number. They say, well, I want to relax. Can't relax with the Bible. Can't relax with godly movies. Can't relax with discovery. You don't even relax with scientific discovery. There are also when you talk about education. Education too is in the world. Be careful of what you watch. Call discovery. There are some discoveries that is demonic. You are not of the world. You see, the spirit of your father in you will give you that red alert. I have found out this in my life. Anytime there's something wrong that my eyes is seeing, the alert will come. Pa, pa, pa. Of the world, as of the world, you are not of the world. Get out of there. I found myself moving away effortlessly. That's what the Holy Spirit is called, the helper. And you receive him the day you receive Christ. Take note, there are two dimensions of the Spirit. We are going to get there when we are dealing with the baptism of the Spirit. There is the Spirit within you, Spirit upon you. They are different. The same Holy Spirit, but in different operation. So he is in you the day you said yes to Jesus. The Holy Spirit tells you that is sinful, that's of the world. He will not as if. Hey, I don't know if the Holy Spirit is in you if you have received Jesus. By faith, you claim these things. The Lord will strengthen your heart to understand that you are not of the world. Now, the first way to live above the world is to know that you are not part of it and to keep saying it every day. The kind of music you listen to tell us if you love the world. The kind of movies you watch tell us if you love the world. The kind of friends you keep tell us. And the Bible says if you love the world, the love of your father is not in you. And if the love of the father is not in you, you are still in bondage. You are still in darkness. You are still in sin. And Satan can come for his property any day, any time. You understand that when a man fell in the Garden of Eden and God caused the serpent, symbolically the serpent is the devil. What food did God say the serpent will eat? The Lord said to the serpent, dust you will eat all your life. And when God began to punish man, what did God say? God said to man, dust you are, dust you return. If the food of the serpent is dust and man was reduced to dust, it means the food of the serpent is man, the fallen man. But you now, you are not the fallen man. You know why? You have received Jesus. The fallen man is in the world. The resurrected man is in Christ. You see, the fallen man is in the world. The resurrected man is in Christ. And you see, in Christ, certain things cannot get there. I discover masturbation will lose their power. Adultery will lose their power. Fornication will lose their power, just like this. Because you must know where you are. No, somebody said, will I be tempted? Yes, you'll be tempted. But will you overcome? Yes, you will overcome. If you believe, you will overcome. This is whatsoever is born of God. Overcome. You have to believe that I overcome. This is how I discovered the spirit of masturbation just lives. Worldliness, these were strong addictions before, especially lust. That was the strongest addiction in my life. Lust was the strongest, and evil thoughts was the strongest in my life. I remember the day the Lord began to teach me, you know, and he taught me, he said, and I would spend time on that, because sometimes many people have problem. They have problem with the understanding that when Jesus bought them, they don't belong to the world again. You have to believe what the Bible said. There's a difference between thought of evil and evil thought. And if you don't have understanding to, you know, there was a time that all kinds of thought will come to my mind. Thought of immorality, thought of accident, thought of all kinds of thoughts. They would just be coming to my mind. I would be asking for forgiveness. One day the Spirit of God came and showed me through a book I read from Smith Wigglesworth. There is a difference between evil thoughts and thought of evil. Wow. I saw that the day I received Jesus, something died, was crucified. Evil thought is part of the nature in me that died. But thought of evil is from the environment. They don't die until rapture. So thoughts of evil comes to my mind even when I'm praying. So I discover, before I'll be asking for forgiveness for it. God said, no, you didn't sin. That thought came into your mind to check if you are going to accept it. You are not of the world, dispel it. That was my deliverance. I said, oh, so that thought is from demons. It's a demons in the environment. Imagine, how can you be reading the Bible and a bad thought on immorality comes? That's not your thought. That's thought of evil. That's Ephesians chapter 6. The Bible talks about the fiery darts, the fiery arrows of the wicked one. They will shoot it into your mind to distract you from Bible study, to distract you from prayer, to distract you from many noble things. That's not you, that's them. So when they send it, you dispel it. Before, I used to say, I rebuke you, I rebuke you. So I discovered that I can say I rebuke you countless times, and it's already getting troublesome. So once it comes, I just don't focus on it. Hallelujah. I just go on doing what I'm doing. I discover Satan ate it when you ignore him. You see, when somebody greets you now, you say, well done. You just answer sharply. And somebody else greets you, you did not even do as if you saw him. Which one will pain him pass? Ah. So I've been reduced to nothing that you didn't even notice us again. When Satan begin to understand that I don't notice him again, it's no more my interest. All those thoughts they are bringing to my mind, they are the thought of evil. But there is evil thought. Jesus said, what goes into a man does not pollute a man, but what comes out. And he mentioned evil thought. That means the personal thought of man, the fallen heart, the polluted heart. And that's why Satan brings in entertainment to ensure that what comes out of you will be evil. Because what God looks at to judge you is the evil thought in you, not thought of evil, not thought coming from the external into your mind, but thought coming from the internal. And Satan knows that. Let me give him something on the outward, something to watch, something to look at, so that I can now develop a thought from within him that will pollute him before God. But I discover something died on the cross when I died, my old man, the man that likes to think evil thought. I tell you, I've not been having evil thought by the grace of God many years now. I've had thoughts of evil, but I've known where to put thought of evil. When I stay focused on God's word, even I stay, that's why the Lord said to Joshua, thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. As I get into the word of God, I discover thoughts of evil from demons, from environment, from loose dressing, from all kinds of things. They don't have space in my heart. You must know, when Christ died on the cross and you received him, you overcome the world. You are above the world. Start acting as an overcomer, not as a victim. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. Thank you for your word. I pray everyone will be greatly helped as they listen to this Rock audio series. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.